Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about music, more specifically, rap, soul, hip-hop, and R&B from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. Simply put, folks, this is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Shout out to those of you who are watching on YouTube and now Spotify. All right, folks, on this episode, we're going to be talking about this meme or this website that they published, and I think it's called Hip Hop Something. I can't remember the name of the website, but that's beside the point. But they published a pyramid, and the title was Hip Hop Goat Pyramid. Now, you guys know, if you've been following me or listening, you know, I have issues. I take issues with the term GOAT, that means greatest of all time, because are there greatest of all time? Is there a greatest of all time? It just really depends on who you ask. If you ask 10 hip hop fans, you might get 10 different answers as to who's the greatest of all time. But what they did was, more specifically on this website, they made a pyramid, and they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tiers of MCs, the top tier being the greatest MCs of all time. And so when I saw this hip hop pyramid, I immediately sent it to my guest, who's really not a guest. We'll introduce him in just a second. But I was just like, hey, man, does this look right? Because like the thing I wanted to do was have a discussion as to, not as to who's the best, but does each of these MCs that we're going to talk about on this episode, do they belong in these particular tiers? And if we would rank them higher or lower? So that's the parameters for this particular episode. As I mentioned just a few seconds ago, we will not be doing this podcast alone. Coming into the podcast again, he's no stranger to the show. One half of Podden Saved Our Marriage, my man King Germ is in the building. Germ, what up?
What's going on, people? What's going on, 12 Kyle? Thank you again for having me on your show. I really appreciate coming around. I remember the last time I came on, it was a hot take episode. And
yes,
I just wanted people to know I'm back. And you know what I'm saying? I'm a real person. 12 Kyle didn't have somebody that's, I came out the shadows, you know what I'm saying, to face all the critics and the hate. But I'm here again, man, and I'm pretty sure we're going to entertain y'all again today.
Yeah, man, that was a very spicy episode. You ticked off quite a few people on the hot take, particularly about, you know, one Southern MC, but we'll get to that a little later. So you got a chance to see this hip hop GOAT pyramid, and we haven't talked since. I mean, we've talked, but we haven't talked about it since I texted to you and we decided to do this episode. I guess before we get started, at first glance, man, what did you think about this? Were you in agreement with it? Were you scratching your head? Were you like on the fence? Where were you mentally with this?
Okay, when I first saw it, I want to applaud whoever made it because they took the time out to do it. I agree with the placement with some of the rappers.
Okay,
scratching my head at a lot of the rappers, and so you know that it's very interesting to see what tier they have certain rappers at, you know, according to how I see where they are. So, you know, this is very interesting.
No doubt, no doubt. And I felt the same way. I didn't applaud it. Some of it had me scratching my head. But hey, you know, that's what it is. It's all about this is what we debate from time to time. And this won't be a debate, folks. This is just me and Jern breaking it down, two hip hop heads. I will say this much, and I apologize for not knowing the name of the website. I want to say it may have been Hip Hop DX. I just remember seeing it on Facebook and I did a screenshot. I apologize to
Facebook is the site. That's what we're going to go with.
Yeah, we saw it on Facebook. Yeah. So starting off, we're going to go each MC and I'm just going to tell, we'll start with tier. So we're going to start at tier five and work our way up.
Okay.
And there, again, be clear, folks, there was no categories or there was no criteria that they laid out on Facebook as to why they put these MCs on these particular levels of this particular pyramid. So without further ado, let's start off with the first MC, Jada. They've got Jada Kiss on the fifth level. Germ, is this too high or too low for Jada Kiss in the pantheon of MCs?
Now, the tier five for Jada Kiss, I know 12 Kyle is the king of criteria and with no criteria given. Tier five for Jada Kiss, I can almost understand why he would be tier five. I can understand because he really hasn't done anything on a single level. It's mostly all been collaborative efforts. And like you said, as a member of a rap group versus a solo artist, it's easier for me to write 116 versus 2 or 3 16s. And so these levels above Jada Kiss, it better be some hot boys in there. That's all I'm saying. So if you Kiss at five, hey, these other four, better be undeniable. So, but I can understand why you had him bottom tier. Now, I need to see the rest of these rappers that's on the bottom tier to make my claim whether Jada needs to be higher or should he stay at five.
Okay. So we'll continue to go through everybody that's on the fifth tier, and then we'll circle back and say, well, should they be higher or lower?
Gotcha.
Next up, Curtis Jackson, aka 50 Cent. What do you say?
Sure, he can stay on that fifth tier. That's fine. That's a perfect area. Now, if you got rappers like Jada Kiss and 50 Cent on the fifth tier, okay, I'm fine with that. So I'm rolling with it.
Yeah, I'm not. I think Jada Kiss, well, I'll get into why I think Jada Kiss, but I wouldn't put Jada Kiss on a fifth tier. 50 Cent, I think, belongs on a fifth tier. Next up, Outkast's own Big Boy.
The most disrespected rapper of all time. Most disrespected. Now, does he belong on the fifth tier? Absolutely. If you're going to include him on this list, he got at least be fifth tier. But he's disrespected. But him being along with Jada and 50, there's no disrespect in my eyes right there.
I'm actually surprised that Big Boy made the list because on most lists, people tend to leave Big Boy off, which I think is criminal. Big Boy can rap his face off. I'm an Outkast fan, a huge fan, so I will admit my biases right there. I'm a little surprised that he's on the fifth tier. Next up, one half of the Clips, my man Pusha T. What you got?
Wow. That's the wrong member of the Clips that need to be put on the tier five. I got to see Malice right there. Pusha shouldn't have been on there. Nah.
Oh, wow.
The way into the rapper. Pusha just more flashy. You know what I'm saying? So they got the wrong brother on that list.
Well, I can make a case that Pusha's been doing it while Malice took a break. Malice took like a 10-year break.
If I'm already ahead of you when you take a break, then what are we talking about, Twitter guy?
Hey, I think Pusha's right there with his brother. Now, I think his brother got him on this last album, but that's another story for another day. Next up, Indiana's own Freddie Gibbs.
Wow. Now, as a personal favorite,
mm-hmm.
I would have, you know what? Freddie Gibbs, right where he belongs. That's perfect for him. Because, you know, he's not a star, you know what I'm saying, because his record sales don't show that. He ain't got videos. Like, he's more of a niche, you know, cult following type rapper. So I see what's going on with this level five guys. They all got their own little cult following. So I'm rolling with it.
Right. I think I like Gangsta Gibbs, man, but I think in the pantheon I wouldn't put him in a GOAT category. So I probably wouldn't have him on any top five on a fifth tier pyramid. But for this discussion, he's good where he is. Next up, Shaolin's own Wu-Tang, Raekwon the Chef.
Wow. Tier five. I'm rolling with it. Matter of fact, I'm gonna be honest with you. He not even tier five. He tier six. He not even on the pyramid. Let's keep it funky. Raekwon not on there. He not
that's,
on there.
That's way too funky. Because Raekwon definitely should be on this pyramid. Raekwon, where you put him, I mean, I can make a case that he could be higher, but for right now, he's okay where he is. But I would personally put him higher. Wow. Next up, the front man for Public Enemy, Chuck D. Uh-oh, you laughing.
I'm going to abscond on this one because I don't want to disrespect the host of this fine podcast. So I'm going to let you handle this one.
Listen, man, Chuck D is good right where he is. Chuck D is good.
I wouldn't even have him on the pyramid, bro. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, the disrespect.
Just say it, man.
Oh, the disrespect.
Chuck D, bro. Chuck D.
Chuck D's on the fifth level of this pyramid.
Nah, he was almost on my hip hop take list, but I said I ain't want to disrespect you on the last show.
Yeah, that would have been too disrespectful.
So Chuck D, nah, he on the level of Raekwon, man. Get him out of here, bro. Seven, he like seventh to eighth, you know what I'm saying? That level.
All right. So next up, also from Wu-Tang Clan, my man Method Man.
You know what? Method Man probably got one of the smoothest rap voices of all time. And that's about all he got. So, yeah, Method Man can stay right there on that fifth level with the rest of them guys.
Yeah, I would agree. I think Meth probably, if you're going to put him on here, I think he would be there. I don't know. If I was going by what I like, I think Meth probably is on tier six maybe. Mm-hmm. But for this discussion, he's fine where he is. What about the last person on tier five? The late great Guru from Gangstar. Oh, you start laughing. What you got for Guru?
Not laughing because the man passed away. First off, rest in peace, Guru.
Rest in peace. Yes, sir.
Gifted Unlimited Rhymes Universal. You know
yes,
what
sir.
I'm saying?
All day long.
But he don't deserve to be on this list, bro. Like, nobody be like, unless you can to this man. You know what I'm saying? You don't come up, Guru name don't come up when you talk about your top rappers list. Like, I haven't been in an argument yet where somebody made an argument for Guru. Maybe they was from Boston. I don't know. But I haven't heard it yet. So, Guru, not tier five. Not tier five.
Yeah, I got to agree, man. I was surprised as anybody to see Guru on this list. Again, no disrespect. Huge fan of Guru. Big fan of Gangstar as a collective. But he's probably, I think he may have made it because he's no longer with us. But I wouldn't put him there.
So you're not listening to Jazzmatazz?
I haven't listened to Jazzmatazz probably in about 10 years. I still bump Gangstar albums, but Jazzmatazz.
Yeah, still good.
Yeah, like, I listen to Mass Appeal every week. But no, I mean, I'm not going back to Jazzmatazz. I'm sorry. All right, so let's run through. And you just say who should be, if they're good where they are, or if they should be higher. So on the fifth tier, Jadakiss.
He's fine.
50 Cent.
Fine.
Big Boi.
Fine.
Pusha T.
Lower.
Okay. Freddie Gibbs.
He's fine.
Raekwon.
Lower.
Chuck D.
Lower.
Method Man.
He's fine.
And Guru.
Lower.
Okay. I think Jada should be higher. Big Boi should definitely be higher. I would put Pusha T higher. I'd put Raekwon higher. And Chuck D's good where he is. Gibbs lower. Method Man lower. And Guru lower as well. All right. Okay. So next up, tier four. Let's go through the MCs. Aubrey Drake Graham at tier four.
I mean, the boy has to be higher. You can't have Drake on tier four. Like, no. He got to be higher. Like, nah, I'm not buying Drake tier four. There's no way. You can't. No, he's been carrying the game for like the last decade. He's the reason why the game is so boring right now because y'all ran him off. You know what I'm saying? So Drake has to be hype. At least tier three. At least tier three.
I mean, you say he got run off. Who ran him off?
The public. Y'all just look, y'all could have let Kendrick have his moment. Y'all ain't have to run the man off, man.
Hey, man.
Y'all
listen. Ran
the
man.
Look, we ain't even have Song of the Summer because of y'all. This shit happened last summer. Like
if you can't fight, you can't fight. I'm sorry.
Come on, man. I believe this band, bro. This is crazy.
Don't blame me because the man couldn't fight.
I'm just saying, man.
He was fighting somebody he couldn't beat anyway. So that's another story for another day.
I was supposed to just let him lose, but y'all just went, now y'all got him running to the courthouse and everything.
I mean, the man has brought lawsuits into rap music, but that's another story for another day. At tier four, I'm surprised that they have him at tier four. I think he's rapping wise, and we're just talking about rapping, not record sales and nothing like that. I'm just going strictly off bars. He would be on a lower tier, but I get why he's here. So since he's on this one, I'll put him at five. I'll put him on the fifth tier. Next up, Jermaine Cole from the state of North Carolina. Now, folks, I want to preface by saying that my esteemed guest here, King Germ, is from North Carolina as well. Unlike me, who's from South Carolina. But, you know, so there may be some bias in here what he's about to say, but Germ, go ahead.
J. Cole definitely should be higher. I mean, tier four, like four, on the same level with Drake. Come on, man.
Right.
Come on, man. But yeah, definitely higher. I will agree.
J. Cole, I think, is one of the best young MCs out there. And I really can't call him.
He's damn near 40.
right. Yeah, I can't call him young. Well, you know, he's younger than me.
He is 40.
Right. I love Cole. Love most of what he's done as far as his music is concerned. So, I'm surprised that he's at the fourth level, that they put him on the fourth level. Next up, representing Chi-Town, my man Common. What you got on Common?
Common is definitely a level five guy. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like move Common down. I don't like the fact that you're on the same level with Cole and Drake. Like, that's not happening. So Common, you need to move down. If this is the bar, if Drake and J. Cole is the bar for level four, Common, you're not making the mark. Go downstairs, sir.
Okay. Common's one of my favorite MCs. He's probably my top 15 as far as favorites to listen to. But I think he's cool right here on level four. I don't have any problem with him right here being at level four. Next up, from A Tribe Called Quest, my man Q-Tip. What you got on Q-Tip?
Q-Tip, I'm gonna let him stay right there because I can't just keep kicking people out because there'll be nobody left.
You can do it. This is your pyramid.
But see, my pyramid will fall if I look at Drake and J. Cole as the bar to get in and nobody's meeting that mark because they're going up. There will be nobody left on the four, is what I'm saying. So
okay.
For what Q-Tip has done production wise. And outside all that, I'm going to let him stay level four, even though, you know, he's fine right there for. He's fine at four.
Agree. As much as I love Q-Tip, I can't make a case to move him up at all. Yeah. You could move him down, but I'm really cool with him being where he is. I think this was a solid pick at on the fourth level. Next up, Dark Man X, rest in peace, my man Earl Simmons, a.k.a. DMX. What you got on DMX?
DMX is fine right there. Same. He's fine right level four because it's like DMX, when he was hot. But when he was cold, that motherfucker was cold.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, you ain't even want to listen to some of the shit Dark Man X was talking about. You wouldn't listen to that. You wouldn't listen to Grand Champion. You wouldn't listen to that when he was da-da-da-da-da-da. We weren't listening to it. We weren't listening. You know what I'm saying? We was shook him down, right on. Oh, no, that's the X we like. But all that later down the line X, you know what I'm saying? We weren't fucking with that. So DMX is fine right there for.
As much as I hate to agree on this point, you're absolutely right. As a fan of DMX, I did buy Grand Champion. I bought the CD. I think that was the last CD I bought, honestly, from DMX. But, I mean, the highs was high, man. When DMX was on his run, he was top tier. But, absolutely. You know, the fall off, and we know why and everything, so... I'm not going to get into all of that, but I think tier four is where he probably is safe at. Next up, Houston's own Ghetto Boys is on Scarface. What you got on Mr. Face?
As for him being a legend and a pioneer of the South, I will respectfully say, let him stay on level four. Fine. Y'all beat me down. He's on level four. He fine, right where he at. That's it.
Man, listen. Scarface really should be higher. He would be on my level two tier, but you know, they got him at four, which I think is criminal, but you know, I guess they had to balance out their pyramid as well. Next up, the Mighty Mos Def from Black Star.
Move Mos down to like level five. He need to move down. Cause I mean, Mos, yes, you can rap, but it's like, I mean, Mos, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. I mean, move you down, Mos. You level five. Like you're not out rapping Jadakiss or none of that. You're not out rapping. Like you down there with them niggas. Like you're not better than them. I can't see that.
Okay. I'm gonna leave the Mighty Mos Def right here on level four. I think he's good right where he is. Next up, the late great Prodigy from Mobb Deep. What you got on Prob? What you got on Prodigy from Mobb Deep?
Again, one of my favorite little tough guy rappers, but Prodigy, you need to go down to level five. Like, there's no way you up here on level four. what was it? These niggas was giving out sympathy tears. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just made him, and this must have only supposed to have been a four-tier pyramid, because this tier right here, like, it's crazy. You got Drake and J. Cole, and the rest of these, I ain't gonna call them crumb bums or nothing, but y'all got a lot of them overrated in this cycle right here.
If you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, you see the shirt, the infamous Mobb Deep, big fan. I would push Prodigy down to the fifth tier. I don't think he's, you know, at his best. I don't think, and he had a good run too. And, you know, what he and Havoc did for Mobb Deep was crazy. But no, I'm probably going to push him down to the tier five. So there you have it. That's tier four. So Drake, you got Drake going up or down?
Drake is going up.
Okay. Cole?
Going up.
Common?
He going down.
Okay. Q-Tip.
He can stay there.
DMX.
He's staying there.
Okay. Scarface.
He can stay there.
Mighty Mos Def.
He's moving down.
Okay. And Prodigy.
He's moving down.
Yeah, I'll leave Aubrey here for this discussion. Cole is definitely moving up. Common, I'll move up. Q-Tip can stay. DMX can stay. Scarface definitely moving up. Mos Def, he's good where he is, and Prodigy's probably moving down. All right, so now it gets cracking, Germ. We're moving to the third tier. So this is where the bar is set. So it's less and for those of you who are watching, the pyramid is getting smaller and smaller as far as MCs. So there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 MCs on this level according to the Facebook. Damn. All right. First up, New Orleans' own Lil Wayne.
Hey, I'm not mad at Lil Wayne being right there. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad. Because Lil Wayne, if we want to be honest, mm-hmm. outside of 2005 to 2010, he been mid outside of that. Let's be real. But for that 5 to 6 year stretch, Wayne was fish grease. So him being right there, that's fine. 3, he ain't 2-1, he ain't 4-5. That's perfect right there for Wayne. He average.
Yeah, I've always said, man, I think Lil Wayne, when he wants to rap, is one of the best people who can put words together. The problem is we just never knew when Lil Wayne wanted to rap. That being said, putting him on this pyramid and putting him on the third tier of the pyramid, I think fits for where he is and what he did. But that run that Lil Wayne had, I mean, some could make a case that he could be at the top tier because he was, if not one of the best in the game. So putting him at 3, I'm cool with that. Next up, Ghost Face Killer.
You gotta be kidding me, right? Now, why he's my favorite member of Wu by far.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I'm putting Drake where Ghostface is, and I'm putting Ghostface down there where Drake was. So I'm swapping Drake and Ghostface out for this. I'm serious. I got to. Early Ghostface, you know, I like older Ghostface better than early Ghostface.
For sure.
Early Ghostface would just talk about strawberry kiwis and astronauts teeth, you know, all this crazy stuff. I don't know what. You know, older Ghostface, you know, he is more relatable. You know what I'm saying? So that give me older Ghost, but I'm swapping him and Drake right here.
For this discussion, I can't, and I love Ghostface. I there's no way I could put him at three. I'd have to knock him down to at least tier four. If Ray's at I have Ray moving up to tier four, so Ghost will be on the same tier as Raekwon. I'm surprised that he's actually on this third tier.
That's amazing.
I know, right? Next up, the late, great MF Doom. What you got on MF Doom?
Again, another niche artist. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate MF Doom's rhyme schemes, his beats, and, you know, his fan of being anonymous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that shit.
Right.
So I'm going to keep MF Doom right where he at.
Okay. I'm cool with Doom being on the fourth tier. I wouldn't put him on the third tier, but I'm cool with him being on the fourth tier. I like Doom, like him a lot. Next up, your homeboy Ice Cube.
Ice Cube is a legend in the game, West Coast legend.
Yes, sir.
And he been on a drought since like '93. You know what I'm saying? So. For the majority of some of y'all lives, Baylor, Ice Cube is spitting booty music. And so for that reason alone, I'm going to leave him on three out of respect for my West Coast dogs. But I don't want to be seen as a hater of the West Coast. I don't want you making a whole bunch of episodes about what I said on 12 Cow Podcast, just responding. You respond to the response. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so I'm going to leave Ice Cube right where he at. Out of respect for my West Coast dogs.
I'm surprised you ain't say nothing about Uncle Dolomite.
Hey. I'm saving that. Just relax. Relax. I got a full clip tonight, baby.
Okay. Shout out to Uncle Dolomite from the Too Much Game Podcast. Shout out to our boy Baylor, BTG for president, and Open Run with BTG Podcast. Listen, Ice Cube personally is in my top 10. I love Ice Cube, but it was the early Ice Cube. I said before on one of the episodes that if you just take Ice Cube's run of those first couple of, maybe his first three or four albums, if he stopped there, he could lay claim to being, you know, one of the greatest of all time. He could lay claim to the GOAT title if he had stopped there. But it got worse. And, you know, much to the chagrin of my homegirl, Britt Renee, shout out to Britt Renee, who hosts the podcast. I can talk about this all day. You know, we be clubbing. You can do it. Put your back into it. That ain't the same as the nigga you love to hate. That's the Ice Cube that I grew up on. The nigga you love to hate. You know.
Coming for the juice. Everybody freeze. But Nikki, please.
So, I King Germ has accused me of having a West Coast bias, which I don't. I just love.
12 Cal is from Florence and Normandy. See, he leave that out, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, 12 Cal is when he say he went to SC, he talk about Southern Cop Crenshaw, South Crenshaw.
No, telling y'all, I am from Florence, South Carolina, and I went to South Carolina State. But that being said,
damn, I let his ass hit. I let him off the hook.
Ice Cube is definitely I'm cool with him being at three. If I went just off his early stuff, he would definitely be higher. But I'm cool with him being on the third level. Next up, my man Lupe Fiasco from Chicago. What you got on Lupe, Gerb?
Listen, no disrespect to Lupe. I know he a real one out here in these streets. But I don't know on nobody's On nobody pyramid, this man is level 3. Now, Lupe, level 5. I'm moving you down to. I love the cool. You know what I'm saying? I love the that mixtape he had. I forget the name of it, but it was like he had like a whole bunch. He rapped over everybody, beat like Fireman and that Timbaland song, whatever like that. Something Enemy of the State. That's the name of it. Still, that shit still go to this day. But ain't no way you a level 3. Ain't no way. No. Level 5 you, Lupe. Level 5 you.
If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shape the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast and enjoy the vibes.
Yeah, and that ain't no disrespect.
No, there's no disrespect. It's your opinion. Yeah. I will agree. Lupe, when I saw him at level 3, I was like, why? Like, and don't get it twisted. There is a generation of fans that really, really love Lupe Fiasco.
Yes.
They love his music. They love everything that he's about. They love his activism and all of that other stuff outside of music. Shout out to him for all of that. But I don't really know too many people in our generation that are into Lupe like that. Just personally, I love the first album. I got the second album, I think. But if he made anything past that second album, I don't know anything about it. That being said, I'm a bump him down to 5. And I think I'm being generous with 5 because I probably could move some other people up and get him off of a level 5. So Lupe's probably level. Let me just scratch that. He's probably level 6 for me. Level Dang. 6. And last but not
Can't
least,
push, Lupe. That's what Terrell Kyle told you.
pretty much. So next up on the last person on level 3 is none other than L Boogie Lauryn Hill. What you got for Ms. Hill?
Hey, listen. I know on the Rap Soul podcast, 12 Kyle is known for not being a fan of female MCs.
I keep it a bean.
And this ain't gonna help it either. Ain't no fucking way Lauryn Hill is supposed to be on this level. Ain't no damn way. You can move her down to about level 7. You know what I'm saying? Because that wasn't the first woman I should have heard on this list. That should have been a whole lot more because, one, she ain't never rapped a rap. She ain't never dropped a rap album. So how is she on this list of, come on, y'all. Don't do this. Don't make me disrespect Ms. Lauryn, but there ain't no way she level 3. Like, sorry. Level 6, 7. You can make the pyramid like go to 10 and I wouldn't end up on here. You see what I'm saying? Like it's a whole lot of other female rappers, women rappers that I have on here before I have Lauryn Hill on here. That's what I'ma say.
You know what, man? I love L Boogie. She is one of my favorites. And that being said, you're right. You were right about the fact that she never made a hip hop album. She was on the Fugees album, of course. Both
she
of their albums.
She sang a lot on that shit too.
But she rapped though. Don't do that, Germ. She rapped. She can rap. And The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was not a rap album. That being said, anytime there's a top 10, top 20 discussion, top 100. She always gets thrown in the mix, and that's not her fault, but she's just always put in the mix. That being said, I would have to bump her down to like level 5. I mean, when she raps, she's bodying a lot of people, but she just don't rap no more. And I mean, like when we see her in concert, if you were bold enough to go to her concert, if she shows up on time, when you see her in concert, she's just doing the same song. She literally has not made any. She's made maybe 4 or 5 new songs, and I'm just talking about just her. I ain't talking about the collab joints. Like I know she did the collab joint with Nas a couple of years ago, which was dope. But I love Lauryn Hill. I love L Boogie, man. But no, she can't be on level 3. That's just it's almost like the way that the hip hop community treats Lauryn Hill at this point is like she's getting participation trophies, Germ. She's getting a trophy just for being there, and she hasn't really done the work to get there. I mean, and her work is very minimal. And I don't want to dismiss the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, but again, it's not a hip hop album. So she's on the top. She's in the top 3, top 5 of these hip hop discussions as far as MCs. And she ain't really rapping on, even on her biggest album, she's not rapping on. She raps on 2 songs. That being said, I'll put her at 5 because I love her. All right. So let's run back through level 3 again. Lil Wayne, is he moving up? He's staying or going lower?
Wayne is staying there.
Okay. What about Ghostface Killah?
Ghostface is swapping with Drake, so Ghostface going down. He's staying there.
All right, Ice Cube.
He's going to stay there.
Okay. Lupe Fiasco.
He's moving down.
Okay, and Lauryn Hill.
She's moving down.
Okay, all right. So now it gets a little tougher, Germ. We have moved to Tier 2. Mm. Tier 2. There's only 5 MCs on Tier 2.
Okay.
First up, repping the D, pause, Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem.
Listen, I'm going to say this in the nicest way possible.
Okay.
I understand why they will put Eminem at level 2, but on my pyramid, I'm moving him down to the level 3 because it's just that. Yes, you can rhyme 20 consonants back to back to back to back. That's you have ultimate rap breath or whatever they say, voice control, and you could do a triple and a quadruple entendre, but ain't nobody trying to hear that shit, dog. And take that shit to 7 Mile or 8 Mile or wherever the fuck mile you from. And listen, Eminem, another rapper. This motherfucker ain't dropped a good album since the Eminem Show, and that shit came out in 2003. So Eminem been, it's 2025. So that means Eminem has spent candy bars for 22 years. 22 bars. Years he's been spitting. And y'all can sit there and say, oh, no, Rap God and this album. No, let's be honest. Eminem, he lost the edge he had was his hunger. You know what I'm saying? Once he got rich and paid, like, Eminem that bell, bleep it up in the Nope. That shit, it just fell apart. So Eminem, move him down to level 3.
Yeah. I will
Matter
make
of fact, it. Switch him and J. Cole. J. Cole level 2.
Oh, Eminem. You didn't move J. Cole up to 2.
J. Cole went from 4 to 2. We're going to put J. Cole on level 2.
Oh, man. Boy, you funny. I will agree, and I've said this before on this podcast, and it's worth repeating. When it comes to rapping, Eminem can rap. He is a great rapper. But Eminem, and I tell people this all the time, his music doesn't resonate with me and it has very little replay value. So even like with the Marshall Mathers LP or the Eminem Show, like I'll listen to those albums and I'll listen to them, you know, 4 or 5 times. And after that, I never go back. Like I have not heard the Marshall Mathers LP or, you know, any of his great albums. I haven't heard him in over 10, 15 years or how long it's been since it's been out. Like, it's just those albums have no replay. As dope as a song like Stan is, once I heard it the first 4 or 5 times, I was like, okay, that's cool. You know, like at very little replay value and it has nothing to
go Stan. I listen to Stan at least 2 times a week.
I can't. I mean, it's, no. I get nothing out of it, but I understand why he's at 2. On the second level. And that being said, I have no problem with him being at 2. I just won't listen to him. That's all. After I listen to him the first time. I just ain't gonna listen to him again. Next up, Tupac Amaru Shakur on a second level. What you got, Germ?
I can make an argument for Tupac being lower.
Okay.
But out of respect for Tupac and his impact to the game and all that, because it's damn sure his rap lyrics, his rapping didn't get it, because his lyrics is like, Tupac grabbed your heart, not your head. So I'm, you know, so his lyrics, you know, things he said in 97 still reigning true today. So I'm going to give Tupac, I'm going to let Tupac stay there because of his impact and the lasting, just his legacy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to leave Tupac right there too.
I mean, Hennessy, enemy. I mean, he got bars for you, Jerm.
Crazy.
I will agree 1,000%. I think I'm love Pac, man. I could, if you had him higher, it'd have to take a certain criteria to move him higher. Because if you start talking about lyricism, then no, I'm not moving him higher. Now, if you're talking about impact, then you could definitely make a case from being on the top tier. But I think he's good right here at tier two. All right. So, you know, if Pac is on the list, you know who's up next. The Notorious B.I.G. Christopher Wallace, representing Brooklyn to the fullest. What you got, Germ?
Yeah, I'm going to have to move Biggie up. I'm sorry. It's okay. You're not having Biggie on level two or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not happening. We moving Biggie up. Biggie going, he going up a level. He going up a level. Like, there's, because unless I hear somebody else's name on this level, but if somebody else's name above this level, oh, no, we moving Big Bro up there, because your side, you can't have a sidekick ranked higher than, like, Robin is never going to be ranked higher than Batman. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
And let's not forget, before Biggie untimely death, Jay-Z was like Andre Iguodala and Biggie was Steph Curry, if you get my drift. Like, you wasn't even my main homeboy. That was Lil C's. That was Lil C's, Lil Kim. Like, you was, like, it was a line of sidekicks before I got to UJ. So I shit you saying that about how I was your boy and how you carried on. Hey, it sound good, but in reality, the people that was there know, like, I ain't really fuck with you like that. Like, you, come on, bro. So, yeah. Nah, Biggie moving up.
Okay. Yeah, man, there's no way I could have Biggie on level two. Biggie's going to be on level one. Very small body of work through no fault of his own. I mean, you know, it wasn't his fault that he got killed. But yeah, I'm definitely having Biggie at level one status. Next up, Kanye West.
Now, if Kanye would have stopped his career probably around 2010, I could understand him being level two. And really, I'm going to be honest with you. You know what? Kanye staying level two. I just thought about it. Kanye impact, everything he meant, like how far he's pushed hip hop. Kanye is level two. Heck yeah. Kanye level two.
When I think of Kanye in this instance, I'm thinking of him as the rapper and not the producer. So I'm not really factoring in any impact or anything like that. I'm just thinking of just Kanye as a rapper. As a rapper, I'm pushing him down to level four. He's on level two because I'm thinking that whoever came up with this factored in his production, which, you know, if you had his production, then he has a rightful place on the second level. But him rapping, no, Kanye's not a phenomenal. He's a good rapper. He ain't a phenomenal rapper.
He said mayonnaise color bins are push miracle whips.
And that might be his best bar.
Oh, he got a whole bunch of them now. He got a whole bunch of whole that, auntie team, you know what I'm saying?
Like you said, if he had stopped around two, what was the 808 and Heartbreak? Oh, man, that was trash.
Oh, that's one of my favorite Kanye albums right there.
I hate it. Like,
maybe I was going through something at that time, but I love that album right there, boy.
Was that before you met Queen Germ?
I was married when the album came out.
Maybe you was putting her through some trouble or something like that. Listen, remember that scene and Set It Off where Queen Latifah was throwing CDs out the window?
Uh-huh.
That's what happened to that damn 808 Heartbreak album when I bought it. Threw it out the window on 285. I hated it. It was terrible. And I say this every time I mention Kanye, and it's no shade. I don't know what people see in that Twisted Dark Fantasy album. it's really not that good. It's not as good as you remember. If you think I'm lying, go back and listen to it. It's not that good.
I think that ushered in the emo rap. That's when Kid Cudi and them came out with the emo rap 12 Cal. So we're not going to understand. Like, that's when, oh, it's good to talk about depression. And, you know, that right there, I think that was a turning point in hip hop where, like, that was a great divide between us and the young niggas. And so I think, like, the youngest look at that album as, like, a masterpiece because, it was a different time. It was a different time. So, I don't know. But, yeah, Kanye stay level two for me.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, but no, I'm not. I just, like I said, he's there, and I understand why he's in this particular position on this list. All right, last but not least, Andre 3000, Andre Benjamin, the other half of OutKast.
I'm trying to say this in the best way possible. Andre shouldn't be level two. He should be level like three or four, because he ain't did shit. He ain't dropped nothing but a bunch of, you know, cameo verses. So he should not be level two. You know what I'm saying? Because Big Boy has outworked him, and Big Boy is level five. So I'm going to bump Andre down. I'm bumping him down because he just don't have the, I can't put him on the same level as Pac and the rest of the people on level two. I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? That's disrespecting everybody else that put in time and put in effort, that put in work, that really wanted to do the stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now, so yeah, I got to move Andre down, man. I hate to say it. I got to move him down, man.
Andre 3000 stays right where he is. I would move him up, but he doesn't have a solo album. And according to what I think, he's never going to do make a solo. Let me rephrase that. A solo rap album, because he does have the flute album, which all of you listened to. And I thought it was decent, but I didn't know what I was listening to.
So, be like Dolly, that was his number one album of the year. Like, I said, what in the world?
So, yeah, I can't believe that's bad, Dolomite. Come on, Dolomite.
That was his number one album, the most listened to album.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, so here we go. Eminem, you keeping him there? Or you moving him up or down?
I'm moving him down.
Tupac,
I'm keeping him there.
Okay, Biggie,
moving him up.
Kanye,
keeping him there.
And Andre 3000.
Moving them down. Don't forget, I moved J. Cole up, so I got Cole, Kanye, and Pac on that level.
Oh, Lord. Hey,
never heard the name yet, so we on the top level now?
Yeah, we're on level one right now. Eminem,
oh,
I know you don't have the pyramid pulled up.
No, I just can't see it because it's mad. But what I'm saying is, that's why it's really like, you know, because I can't see it. But while you're telling me this, you get real genuine reaction. But I haven't heard a name yet, and I know they ain't got him on tier one.
We're getting it. So Eminem, okay. I'm keeping him there. Pac, I'm keeping him there. Biggie, I'm moving him up. Kanye, moving him down. Andre 3K stays put. All right, top tier MCs, according to Facebook.
This is crazy.
According to the Facebook pyramid, there's only three, King Germ.
What? Three?
First up, representing Queensbridge, New York City, Nasir, Ben Oladaru Jones. What you got on Nas?
First off, Nas is from North Carolina. He was born in Troy, North Carolina. Secondly,
he wasn't born in no.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Hey, you know, y'all got to cut this out, man. Hold on. Let me stop you. I'm gonna tell you all why y'all got to cut this out. You sound like those people be like, yo, man, Michael Jordan was born in Brooklyn. Born in Brooklyn, but he ain't from Brooklyn. Hey, listen.
New Jersey claims 12 Cal.
I was born in Newark.
Billionaire 12 Cal is what I heard. New Jersey's favorite billionaire is 12 Cal.
I was born in Newark. I lived in Newark all a bit of 3 years, and I could show you what street I lived on, but Jerm, my memories of that street are probably, I probably got 7 memories of that.
Your Wikipedia page says 12 Cal, born in Newark, New Jersey.
I am from Florence, South Carolina. Yeah, I got a birth certificate, but no. Anyway, Nas is from Queensbridge, so go ahead with your story. What you got on Nas?
I'm moving Nas down. There's no way Nas is on level one. Like, that's not happening. Not happening. No. You know, I want to give Nas applause for this late career, his resurgence, and this, you know, these latter years of his career. But Nas, we ain't gonna forget that chunk of time between It Was Written and damn Godson, or it, after, well, shit, Godson was the only bright light you had for a minute, because
all Stillmatic.
Stillmatic was still wadding.
Stillmatic. Okay? It was 5 months.
He had a song that he was rapping backwards, 12 Cal. That shit was trash.
The skills, baby.
Also, song when he was rapping like that monster. Hey, Shine, you want to come over here and rap with me? Come on, don't forget that. Who let that one happen? Who said, hey, yo, Nas, rap like a gangster in a Bugs Bunny cartoon?
He said, That was a skit.
That was not a skit. It was a whole song. It's called Who Killed It. Don't you do that. Don't you do that to it. It's a whole song. And I can't believe Nas went on like that for a whole song. And so for that reason alone, Nas got to get dropped down to level two.
No, sir. Nas stays at level one. You mentioned this resurgence at the end of his career. I mean, that just shows you what GOATs do, man. Nas is from Illmatic all the way to KD3. I mean, Nas has just been killing it, man. I mean, yeah, now he had some missteps in there. I mean, we ain't even gonna talk about it. Yeah, Nostradamus. That's what I was thinking about. Nostradamus did have Project Windows with Ron Isaac, which was a dope. That's the only song I like on the album. But
you ain't KISS? You ain't like Kissing?
Kissing was terrible. Terrible. I ain't gonna call it terrible. It just wasn't my cup of tea. But I will say this much. Nas had he had the high, then he dropped down, but he's back at high. He's back high again. He's back at the top. So Nas is my guy. I think he's probably the greatest, one of the greatest lyricists of all time. So he's definitely staying at tier one. Next up, from the Marcy Projects in Brooklyn, New York, Sean Corey Carter, a.k.a. Jigga Man, Jay-Z, a.k.a. Beyonce's husband. What you got for Jay-Z?
Now that we got Biggie on tier one, I can understand you putting Jay-Z on tier one.
Okay.
Jay-Z is the most consistent rapper of all time. No rapper has stayed as relevant as long as him. No rapper has, done the things that he has done. He took us to whole new levels, and he still stayed street without going crossover that made it seem, weird. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep Jay-Z tier one.
Yeah, I mean, he also has a wig on his head, too.
That's not 100% weak. 100% weak. I would dock him for that, but what I'm saying? People, you got to do what you got to do for image. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Beyonce say, oh, you look cute with dreads. And he's like, but B, I can't grow them shits. And she was like, don't you worry about it. We going to get you, we going to import you some hair from some Rasta or some shit like that. Cause I ain't seen any nigga over 50 grow locks. Like, he started his dreadlocks the same time as J. Cole. J. Cole way younger than you, bro. Like, he started them shits on the Carter's album. That's when he started. Then he noticed he used to always wear that bandana all the time. And that bandana was hiding the little frontal, you know what I'm saying? So, Jay-Z, it's okay. We on to you, bro. We on to you. That ain't your fucking hair, dog.
Yeah, we peep game. I mean, he's 50. He got dreadlocks and no sign of gray hair whatsoever anywhere on his head.
I can't say you ain't got no gray hair. Come on, bro. I got gray hair, and I ain't married to Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? You married to Beyonce. You got to have gray hair, dog.
Hey, man, listen.
You ain't got no facial hair, Jay-Z. Like, you ain't got none of this.
None. Yeah, I don't know. Any black man over 50 that don't have gray hair, you cheating. You cheating the game.
Over 50 without facial hair is untrustworthy.
That part, too.
Yes.
But that being said, yeah, Jay-Z is one of the greatest of all time. And I know the whole Avengers don't like me saying this, but, he has not had a good album since American Gangster. Holy Grail, trash. 444. I don't know why y'all like that album. The album's really not.
Maybe it's decent. It's really decent, bro. It got a lot of good songs on there.
It's like 14 songs and only like two of them are good. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, I'm saying it. and I say this as the biggest Jay-Z fan, but I got to call it like I see it. But no, Jay-Z, in spite of all of that, he still stays at the top level. All right. So here we are, Germ. There's only one more slot on the top level of MCs, and that goes to none other than Kendrick Lamar Duckworth from Compton, California. What you got on K-Dot?
Y'all, okay. First of all, Kendrick Lamar, I have no beef with you. None at all. Your fans, I can't stand them. Your fans make me dislike you, Kendrick Lamar. Your fans make everything you do seem like it's just a great, oh my God, they got to give you a 45-minute breakdown on a verse. You have reinvented the language when you rap, and they got to break it down. It's just so Kendrick, no, you're not level one. I can understand why somebody would put you on level one because, you know, the hype machine and everything, and, you know, everybody think you're just. So, look, I'm going to put Kendrick on level two. I'm putting him on level two personally.
Blasphemy.
I can't have him up there with Biggie and Jay-Z. Like, that's not, no. And I ain't hate or nothing like that. It's just that, nah.
He says all of that and just says, hey, that ain't hate or nothing.
Hey, like I said, I don't dislike Kendrick. I dislike his fans. I hate his fan base. Like, them the ones I hate.
Understood.
It ain't about worse as the damn Drake fans. They like.
Oh, no. You're not going to do that.
So, yes, the Kendrick fans have been exposed.
Them owl dudes are crazy.
Nah.
This man literally lost a battle, and they were on social media crashing out, complaining, talking about, oh, he's using bots. Oh, he said, you can't tell lies in a battle. Who tells the truth in a battle? Come on, man.
Kendrick fans just as bad, bro. They just as bad.
The K-Dot fans, you can say what you want about it. It ain't this. I mean, I literally saw grown men.
You part of them.
No, I'm not. Hey, I love K-Dot.
Look, Dolomite, y'all niggas, y'all three, really make me hate Kendrick. Like, y'all three.
No.
Make me hate Kendrick.
You got hate in your heart, man. You need to let it out.
I don't. I was a Kendrick fan before y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, before y'all made me start disliking the nigga. Like, I'm just like, damn, bro, I ain't never had no hate for Kendrick. But y'all three niggas.
I can't tell.
I'm just saying, y'all planted a seed of hate for Kendrick in my heart, nigga. And it's not, and I realize it's not him, it's y'all. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? So,
you need to take responsibility for the hate in your heart and let it out, man. Hey,
right, man.
Spread I'm love saying. Is a Brooklyn way. That's what Biggie said, man.
He from Compton, so we're going to move him to level two.
Nah, Kendrick Lamar definitely is level one for me right now. I think he could take it. Where he is right now, I don't even think he's really just scratching the surface as far as what he's doing, as far as the music is concerned.
This is what I'm talking about, people.
Hey, I'm keeping it a bean. The album was cold.
He's just scratching the surface of where he could take. See, let me mute my mic before I lose it. Man, I don't want to crash out on this show.
You already crashed out.
I'm sorry, y'all. I am sorry.
You already crashed out. Again, let the hate out your heart, man.
I am sorry.
I think Kendrick, man, he's definitely worthy of being on the top tier. And you know, I mean, everything Germ said, I say the opposite. I think he's a great MC. He clearly won the battle. He had these grown men crashing out, for Aubrey Graham. And, you know, I'm glad that they, you know, a lot of times we see these memes and stuff, and this time the Facebook got it right, man. I think, you know, you can make a case as to move, like I said, Biggie or Pac or what have you, but for the most part, the top two tiers, I think they got right. You can interchange some guys or whatever. You know, tier three, tier four, tier five, as what, you know, me and Germ have just pretty much said, need some work and some help. So you said, just for the record, Germ, you said you're moving Kendrick down to tier two?
I'm moving Kendrick down to tier two.
Okay, so you just got Jay and Nas at the top tier.
I just got Biggie and Jay at the top tier.
Oh, okay.
Nas is down on tier two.
No, I got the tier, the top tier for me is as constructed in this pyramid. So pretty much, folks, we've broken it down. It's the hip hop GOAT pyramid. Don't blame us. Blame Facebook, because they're the ones that presented it. But it was a healthy discussion. Me and my man, Jerm, we agree on some things. We disagree on some things. But it's all love. Please, hit us up on social media, particularly if you have any hate or any discussion for King Jerm. you can catch him, and I'll let him tell you where you can find his podcast. Jerm, tell people where they can find you on social media.
Well, first off, again, thank you, 12 Cal, for sharing your platform with me. As far as the people, if you choose to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram at Pod and Saved Our Marriage, on the Twitters at Pod and Saved. Me and my wife, we do a show every Friday called Pod and Saved Our Marriage. It's available on all DSPs. Think of it as a comedy show. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like a radio show, but it's in podcast form. So come check us out every Friday. We drop a little show. And again, 12 Cal, thank you for inviting me on, man. I appreciate it.
Man, anytime, man. Listen, you got to have people that come on and move the needle, and you definitely move the needle in either direction.
I'll be trying to. I just be speaking my truth. You know what I'm saying? I ain't coming up here saying stuff that I don't really, believe. Nah. No, I really do believe the things I say.
For sure.
And
more than anything else, man, King Jerm is a friend of mine, and he's a big hip hop head. So he knows what he speaks of. I may not agree with everything, but we ain't supposed to agree on everything. Want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. This has been another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We drop new episodes every Monday and every Friday. Also, if you'd like to contribute to this show financially, hit us up on Cash App, $TWELVEKYLE. Also, we have merch. Don't forget about the main station, that is the 12 Kyle Podcast. Go to the 12 Kyle Podcast page, and there you can buy 12 Kyle Podcast t-shirts, hoodies, as well as coffee mugs. We got it for the low. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. Thanks again for checking out this edition of the 12 Kyle, this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I do that every week. Yeah. For my boy King Jerm from Pod and Saved Our Marriage, I am your boy 12 Kyle. We'll catch you guys next time. 5,000.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media, and feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.